Hello, Radiant viewers, and welcome to another exciting edition of Cinema Scene. On today's show, we'll explore some of humanity's most profound and enduring questions, such as, what is our purpose on Earth? And does intelligent life exist on other planets in the universe? Three movies that we'll review today, which touch upon these themes, are The Man from Earth, Close Encounters of the Third Kind, and 2001: A Space Odyssey. If you had a chance to ask a 14,000-year-old man a question, what would it be?
Very old question.
Our first feature, The Man from Earth, raises this very interesting concept. Released in 2007 by Falling Sky Entertainment, the film was brilliantly directed by the award-winning Richard Shenkman, and the screenplay was the last work of the notable science fiction writer Jerome Bixby. The movie opens as Professor John Oldman, played by David Lee Smith, loads his truck in preparation of his move to a new home. Some of his colleagues stop by for an unplanned farewell celebration. The group consists of Dan the anthropologist, played by Tony Todd, Harry the biologist, played by John Billingsley, fellow professor and devout Christian Edith, played by Ellen Crawford, Sandy the historian, played by Annika Peterson, Art the archaeologist, played by William Catt, Dr. Will Gruber the psychologist, played by Richard Reel, and his student Linda, played by Alexis Thorpe. Puzzled by Professor Oldman's sudden decision, they ask why he is leaving. Rather hesitantly, Professor Oldman initiates a conversation with the scholars and asks if it'd be in the realm of possibility for someone to live for 14,000 years.
You know what could happen? Yeah, the pancreas turns over cells every 24 hours, the stomach lining in 3 days, the entire body in 7 years, but the process falters. Waste accumulates, eventually proves fatal to function. Now, if a quirk in his immune system led to perfect detox, perfect renewal, then yeah, he could duck decay.
That's a secret we'd all love to have.
Would you really want to do that? Live 14,000 years?
Well, if I could stay healthy and I didn't age, I mean, why not?
Yeah, what a chance to learn.
After this initial discussion, Professor Oldman feels confident enough to divulge the fact that he has been friends with Vincent van Gogh, sailed with Christopher Columbus, and explains other astonishing revelations about his past.
You got most of it right. Eventually I headed to the east. I had grown curious about the world. I'd gotten the hang of going it alone, learning how to fit in when I wanted to.
East, towards the rising sun.
Yes, I thought it might be warmer there. That's when I saw an ocean.
This surprising information opens up a truly fascinating exchange of ideas as Professor Oldman's friends deluge him with more questions.
Did you ever meet person from our religious history? A biblical figure? In a way.
Who?
We should skip this one.
No, skip it. Come on.
And the next question.
No, come on.
Come on, John. Come on,
spit it out. Good Lord, you were one of them.
Their conversation covers a broad array of topics that encompasses history, philosophy, biology, and spirituality, as well as planetary stewardship.
Do you have faith in the future of the race?
I've seen species come and go. Depends on their balance with the environment. We've made a mess of it. There's still time. If we use it well.
Who is Professor Oldman, and what is his destiny? Has he really witnessed 140 centuries of the planet's evolution? Creative and thoughtful, The Man from Earth is a truly excellent film that will compel you to contemplate on the nature of human existence. In recent years, interest in UFOs has been on the rise, with more sightings reported around the world and governments releasing top-secret UFO files. On that note, we introduce you to our next movie, Close Encounters of the Third Kind. The popular 1977 science fiction film was written and directed by the acclaimed Steven Spielberg. Its title is derived from ufologist Dr. Alan Hynek's scale of close encounters, for which the third stands for human observation of actual animate beings, or extraterrestrials during a UFO sighting. In 2007, the U.S. National Film Preservation Board selected it for inclusion in the National Film Registry for Preservation in the Library of Congress, deeming it culturally, historically, or aesthetically significant. In American Film Institute polls, Close Encounters of the Third Kind was voted the 64th greatest film of all time and 58th most uplifting. The story starts off as a group of baffled international researchers attempt to determine how a group of airplanes that went missing decades ago had suddenly shown up in the Mexican desert. Their investigation leads them to an elderly man who offers them his metaphysical experience.
El sol salió anoche y me cantó. El sol salió anoche y me cantó.
He says the sun came out last night. He says it sang to him.
The movie then shifts settings to rural Indiana, USA, where electrician Roy Neary, played by Oscar-winning actor Richard Dreyfuss, sets out to fix a local power outage. When he stops at a railroad crossing to search for his map, he sees a UFO. Later that night, he experiences something that will stay forever etched in his mind. This close encounter leaves Roy exhilarated as he tells his family what has happened. Soon after, he begins to receive visions in his mind of mountain-like shapes and desperately tries to figure out what they mean. Meanwhile, more and more inexplicable occurrences are being reported across the globe, including a huge sea vessel found in the Mongolian desert. A group of United Nations scientists travel to India to investigate, where witnesses report that the UFOs make a unique five-tone melody. As scientists attempt to decipher the meaning of the sounds, government officials try to calm the people. All the while, Roy continues his effort to interpret his peculiar experiences, which causes some tension in his household. Among its numerous recognitions, Close Encounters of the Third Kind won the Oscar for Best Cinematography, as well as a Special Achievement Award for Sound Effects Editing, and earned another 7 Oscar nominations. Its rich soundtrack from renowned U.S. composer John Williams received a Grammy Award. Celebrated science fiction writer Ray Bradbury declared it the greatest science fiction film ever made, and popular American film critic Roger Ebert said the movie was an astonishing achievement, capturing the feeling of awe and wonder we have when considering the likelihood of life beyond the Earth. Let's now take a look at what is considered to be one of the most influential of all science fiction films, 2001: A Space Odyssey, often referred to as 2001. Time magazine described it as an epic film about the history and future of mankind, brilliantly directed by Stanley Kubrick. The Oscar-winning director masterfully uses an amazing array of symbolism throughout the entire film. Considered decades ahead of its time, this 1968 production was ranked the 22nd best movie ever by the American Film Institute. In 1991, it was selected to be included in the National Film Registry for preservation in the Library of Congress. The film begins on Earth 4 million years ago when a mysterious object called a monolith suddenly appears before a group of herbivorous, ape-like humans. The next scene fast-forwards the audience to the present day. This time, it's a group of lunar scientists who discover a monolith buried under the moon's surface. Scientists are able to determine that the monolith is beaming a radio signal directly at the planet Jupiter. A group of astronauts is thus assembled to make the uncertain voyage to Jupiter with the hope of finding more answers. As their spaceship, named Discovery 1, makes its way to Jupiter, the audience is introduced to the spacecraft's intelligent onboard computer named HAL, voiced by Tony Award nominee Douglas Rain.
As HAL.
The 9000 series is the most reliable computer ever made. No 9000 computer has ever made a mistake or distorted information. We are all, by any practical definition of the words, foolproof and incapable of error.
HAL is joined on board by two mission astronauts, Dr. David Bowman, played by Golden Globe-winning actor Keir DeLay, and Dr. Frank Poole, played by Gary Lockwood. The plot thickens as differences in opinion arise between HAL the computer and the astronauts in what proves to be a very relevant issue about the relationship between human and machine. Should the astronauts override one of HAL's suggestions and risk the entire mission? How will HAL react if its advice is questioned?
It would be if he knew he was wrong.
The culmination of this epic space saga is when Dr. Bowman enters his personal ship and leaves Discovery 1 for a rescue mission. As the planet and moons align, the ship and the monolith come face to face. What happens next is beyond anyone's imaginations. Stanley Kubrick's film concludes in a most extraordinary and unexpected way that some feel symbolizes the future of our planet. This powerful movie delves deeply on several significant topics: science, spirituality, evolution, and technological advancement. With Academy Award-winning special effects as well as masterful camera work, intriguing set design, and an amazing film score, 2001 provides over 2 hours of exciting wonderment for audiences. Filmmaker Stanley Kubrick had expressed his thoughts on the mysteries of space. I will say that the God concept is at the heart of 2001, but not any traditional anthropomorphic image of God. It's reasonable to assume that there must be, in fact, countless billions of such planets where biological life has arisen, and the odds of some proportion of such life developing intelligence are high. When you think of the giant technological strides that man has made in a few millennia, less than a microsecond in the chronology of the universe, can you imagine the evolutionary development that much older life forms have taken? Their potentialities would be limitless, and their intelligence ungraspable by humans. The Man from Earth, Close Encounters of the Third Kind, and 2001, A Space Odyssey are three marvelous movies that each beautifully approach the dawning of a new human civilization on Earth and in the universe. Open-minded viewers, it was a pleasure having you with us for today's cinema scene. Coming up next is Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living, after Noteworthy News, here on Supreme Master Television. May your life be blessed boundlessly with wonder and fulfillment.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/CIS.